Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In the park, they don't know I'm alone in the dark.
That's Chicago bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you got, whatever you got going on. If you're excited about something or fighting about something, we got something you can read, listen to, or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. I think you'll like doing that. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far and how your answer stacks up with everybody else. John Harrison is our guest, our good friend, president of Aspire Financial Advisors. He's a certified financial planner, the author of Making Mammon Serve You, a biblical manual for money mastery. And he's our good friend. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. And you were telling us in the previous segment about an identity theft challenge that you had recently. Somebody stole a check that you mailed to somebody else. They stole it out of their mailbox. And tried to cash the check. It sent ripples through the financial, through the entire financial industry, right? The Fed and Geneva went all the way through. It rippled around the world. Somebody's tried to cash John's check, but it did get a little bit out of hand in that you had to abandon a checking account and open up a new one.
It is amazing how much trouble you have to go to just to be safe and to feel safe,
right,
that you're not a potential victim again down the road.
Was this a personal account or a business account?
This is my personal check.
Yeah, which wouldn't be too bad, except I mean think about all the infrastructure most of us have invested in our business accounts.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be as bad, I don't think, for me to change my personal account. But what if this had been a business account?
It would have been
a mess. So you had to change the accounts. What are some other? You've got some other tips on how we can protect ourselves. One of the things you mentioned earlier was folks, if you got people sending you checks and their private information, which checks have that on it, secure your mailboxes for one thing.
Exactly. And another point to keep in mind is to observe the clean desk rule, both at home and at work.
Preaching and started meddling, John. Come on.
You know, that one gets me too, because I'm not naturally a neat freak. But any paperwork that you're not currently working on really should be locked away, and you don't want to be a temptation to other people, whether it's maintenance personnel or cleaning crew, employees or guests. Courts and regulators are holding businesses more and more responsible for the security of customer data. And some years ago, we had a large retailing firm that lost a whole lot of customer data. And, you lose not only business, but the goodwill of a lot of people. And in their cases, they also had fines and regulatory issues that came up because they hadn't secured it. But I can't tell you the number of small businesses I've walked into, maybe it's an accounting practice or something like that, and where I'm left alone at a counter or in an office, and, there's this mail on the top of the desk or the counter that, it would be very easy to grab something and walk out with it.
Right.
And, again, something as simple as a notice from your health insurance company, frequently contains your Social Security number,
right,
as well as your name, and that, once that information is gone, life can get nightmarish and a hurry.
I've heard of people putting their driver's license number on their checks.
Yes.
Big mistake.
Big mistake. It just makes, you're consolidating the work for the, the identity theft. And so you really want to not leave things out, not leave things unlocked. If you're not working on it, put it away, have a clean desk so that no one else is tempted to help themselves to any knowledge or documents that they really shouldn't have.
Well, when you say have a clean desk, what you really mean is have a desk that secures information.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because I want to differentiate that, John, because, you know, the clean desk thing, that might be a little hard for me. But but anyway, no, all right, those are good suggestions. What else?
Well, I suggest that every company have a written data security policy and make sure that all the new tech opportunities that you go with don't contradict that policy. For instance, if you tell your clients that their information only goes to companies who need to have it in order to service their accounts.
Right.
And then you decide, hey, you know what, we're going to take advantage of this new cloud storage company to back up our data. Well, you actually just given your information to a company that's not used to service your client
mm-hmm.
accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a breach at that company some kind of way, or if they're hacked, you may have an issue in that you contradicted the policy you've already given your customers.
Right.
So be aware of what you tell people you're going to do with their information, and then make sure you follow along with that yourself.
Right, absolutely. What else?
One of the things I see all the time that people don't think about is don't overshare on social media. you go on Facebook or something,
right?
And there's a million apps, for instance, that want to know what your birthday is so they can send you
mm-hmm.
a little electronic birthday box or card or something like that. And you may think, well, there's no big deal because I'm only going to share the date, not the year. But, you know, someone looking at your profile sees your birth date.
That's how they narrow things down. I mean, they'll go to the trouble to narrow it down, won't they?
Because they can very quickly look at that same profile and see that you're part of the John Jones University
right.
class of whatever.
Right.
And they're like, oh, okay, so then they're X years old if that's the class they graduated
exactly.
from. Exactly. And pretty soon they've got all kinds of info about you that you didn't realize you'd given them.
Folks, pay attention. You can't be naive about this. You got to keep your guard up. There are it's a multi tens of billions, like $100 billion industry, global industry. All this identity theft is it's amazing. Quick break. I'm back with John Harrison. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.